What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Tell me, Randy, what's hot in this market?
You know, what continues to be really hot is, you know, we have to look at the outside markets more so. And that, again, continues to be, you know, gold and silver, the metals continue to be really hot. They continue to hit the all-time new contract highs almost on a daily basis. Flip over and look at the stock market. We continue to see big strength in the Dow and the S&P 500, NASDAQ. They're not at all-time contract highs, but they're just off of it. So they're holding up there fairly decent at this time frame as well.
When we look at gold and even silver as getting a lot of strength, it's usually because they're considered a safe haven. Is that what's going on with a pretty chaotic type environment today?
You know, I think it is. You know, and you look at it, it's kind of odd because you normally don't see those two markets go together because you're right. Gold and silver, the metals are always for uncertainty and concerns about what the economy is doing. And, of course, when it's good times, you buy the Dow and the stock market. So I think right now there's enough uncertainty and enough just chaos going on that everybody wants something just to be tangible.
Of course, we saw limit losses in the cattle market at the end of the week. Some comments as it relates to the domestic beef prices.
Yeah, and cattle continue to be right up again. I mean, that took them off their all-time contract highs. You know, in the feeder cattle, live cattle still are up closer to it. But, you know, we are looking at trying to control the price of beef. You know, consumer products is what we're trying to get prices down on. And beef is one of them that is still hanging up there. And there's talk about now increasing imports from Argentina and Brazil. And that hit the market pretty hard on Friday.
Well, again, a lot to look out for. Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo. What's hot, what's not in the markets?